to the Shenyun Review, brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Craig Richter. Today I'll be bringing you a selection of audience comments from recent Shenyun performances from around the world. Washington, D.C. was built using plans from some of the great cities of Europe, including Paris, Amsterdam, and Milan. It incorporates several architectural styles, including neoclassical, Georgian, and Gothic. It features broad streets and avenues, providing open space landscaping. It is home to some of the brightest minds in America and most influential people on the planet, including the US President and his family. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts would have to be the most prestigious arts center in America and presents the greatest examples of music, dance and theater while serving the nation as leader in arts education. It's no surprise then that it's home to Shenyun Performing Arts Company during part of its 2012 world tour. In today's review, we hear how filmmaker Will Lomborn enjoyed the live experience and energy of Shenyun.
Okay, well, it was a wonderful show. It was such an honor to be here and to be able to watch it and to see all the amazing performers put on just wonderful dance pieces, and the orchestra was great and the compositions were great and all the musicians were wonderful. And so I just had a blast. I was just telling about how it's hard for a lot of people to go see live performances anymore, and that it's so important to do so because it's a different experience, it's a bigger experience than you might get just watching something on television or in a movie theater, because it's actual people on stage, and it's so much more, you feel like you're so much more a part of it. The performance was great because I got to learn about different types of Chinese traditional dance, and I would say that the entire display, from the background and the graphics to the costumes, was wonderful. But the best part about it was the performers and their dancing, and they were wonderful to watch, and it was a great experience. I think a lot of people, from the United States, have a sort of an understanding of the relationship between Falun Gong, if I'm getting that right, or Falun Dafa, and the government of China, and I think this performance helped me kind of understand a little bit more, what Falun Dafa is about, and sort of how, hopefully in the future they can express their religion more freely and not have to fear persecution for that.
Financial advisors Dave and Elisa Yeski loved Shenyun. Dave found Shenyun very educational.
Well, first of all, I've loved it all. I love the historical context. I love the cultural experience. The dance of the lotus petals was especially beautiful. I love the whole concept of the lotus, or rising up from the mud with total purity, opening with purity. It was beautifully expressed. And I love the Monkey King. That was a lot of fun. It's a wonderful way to absorb Chinese culture and Chinese history. It's just so entertaining to the eye and so amusing and so athletic and accomplished. So it's beautiful on many different aesthetic levels. It was a very educational experience, and it's fascinating. Oriental culture is fascinating. Chinese history and culture is fascinating. It's obviously a significant part of the world culture. And I think everyone really should know more about it, and everyone should be exposed to more of it. And what a beautiful way to be exposed to it is through these performances.
Oh, I'm loving it. It's beautiful. The music is wonderful, and I like the comedy, the comedic part of it. There's a lot of good humor in there. I love the little monks, but I think maybe the monkey was my favorite.
Monkey King.
Yeah, I love it. The dancing is beautiful, and I think the costumes are spectacular, and I love the pink and green color scheme and the lotus blossoms, and yeah, it's really beautiful.
The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N, performingarts.org. Craig Richter for the SOH Network.